and you know, I thought coaches did a great job of putting us in good situations, and then guys going out there and making plays. You know, when their number was called, we had some good matchups, guys isolated, and guys were making the most of it.
You know, you broke the Chiefs record for most passes without interception in a game. I can't even remember one recently that's been even close. I mean, feel like in that regard, sometimes you get in kind of a zone, and you feel like you're...
For sure, at times, yeah, definitely. And it felt really good today seeing it. Felt like we were really, really prepared for anything we could get. And I think it's a matter of everybody being on the same page. Really credit to all the guys, guys up front doing a great job battling. And then guys outside seeing it the same way I'm seeing it, and us all on the same page. So I really kind of credit to the whole group.
Short-handed, really that tough to cover coming out of the backfield?
It does a good job, you know, and I think we do a good job presenting a lot of different looks, giving defense a lot of things to think about, and you did a great job on that play, obviously, getting open.
Is there something about those formations that maybe confused Denver last week? And...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just being able to do different things out of those personnels and formations you know, making it tough on defense and on what the play caller is going to do on that side of the ball. We got a good look, felt good about the matchup over there, and you did a great job running that route.
What went through your head when they called for poking the ball?
A little bit. We're really going to call this, huh? I mean, I know it was in, and we practiced it. It's another one to call on fourth and one, fourth and whatever there. First, for me, it was good. I thought I did a great job. You know, anytime you put a guy like that in that situation, it's the little things. You know, how when's the last time you got hit carrying a football? It's probably been a long time, and credit to him coming in and, you know, the jumping nose guard scores. So it was good. It was fun to see. I mean, the guys were really jacked up.
If this is the last season of the Q, what did it feel like for you being out there today?
Yeah, I mean, some of my earliest memories of football are at the stadium. I was a kid running around the stadium watching the Chargers play, watching the Aztecs play. Things I'll never forget, you know, coming here and watching football and having been able to play here. You know, when you play high school football, this was the big deal, you know, to get here and then come back and play in college and pros now, too, has been special.
Hey, going back to that interception thing, it seems to me, being familiar with the offense, if you go through it for as long as you have now, balls aren't sailing, they're not being tipped, I mean, they're right where they need to be. Am I right about that?
I think it's a credit to you never want to go out there and play not to throw an interception. You're out there to score points and move the chains and execute the offense, and felt like we've been doing that the last few weeks. And I think when you're doing things right and everybody's on the same page, all the little things, it's really a credit to that. You know, this is kind of a result of those things.
Last one, Adam.
Where is your linebacker? What does he do that's maybe distinct from
any
of the other backs?
You know, Spencer's kind of same thing as Charkandrick. I mean, just a guy that doesn't blink. I mean, he gets in there. I mean, the guy works extremely hard all week. You knew he was going to be ready. You knew he was going to know the stuff. You got his opportunity, and you just don't know. You know, it's we're not tackling in practice. And for a running back, it's hard to simulate those things. And for him to get in there and run the way he did today, I thought was really impressive. I'm really, really happy for him. And credit to guys too up front, obviously, blocking at O-line and tight ends.
I mean,
you're trying to be balanced every week, you know, and any time a defense can, I mean, you're putting up numbers like they did today, it was ridiculous. Not always going to be like that. But yeah, for us on offense, we're always trying to be balanced, you know, and a little bit, whatever, you know, taking what the defense gives us, and I think that's being multiple in our